Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. A heat dome moving across the country smashed hundreds of high temperature records in March. The temporary weather phenomenon dried out watersheds and melted snowpack that are critical sources of water for people and agriculture uses during the coming summer. Beyond this one event, climate experts say the trend toward hotter days is only beginning. Roberta Wilcox Cano is the mayor of Winslow, Arizona. She is Diné and says increasingly warm weather year after year, combined with an unusually warm and dry winter, is raising serious concerns about people's health and long-term water impacts.
The alarming thing to me is the fact that we didn't have a winter. We had a very mild winter and very little precipitation or snow. And I was kind of thinking like, well, you know, it seems like it's being pushed back every year a little more into the spring. So I was excited for March because usually we have another big storm in March. And that just didn't happen. It was unseasonably, you know, warm. We were up in the high 80s this year, which is usually not due until the end of May. It's very concerning, very alarming. The long term, what are we doing to conserve water? What are we doing to prepare for some of these drought conditions? And how will we move forward in the future as a city, being mindful stewards of everything? So we're just taking it a day at a time, and hopefully the citizens are on board too with that conservation mentality.
Wilcox Cano says the concerns over water and extreme heat could also take a serious toll on tourism and other activities that cities like hers depend on for economic development. Mary Kathleen Wilson is a climate advocate and journalist. She is Thona Otham and says her tribe is reaching out to its citizens to create a response plan for both short and long-term challenges as the climate in southern Arizona shifts.
What's needed is just more support for tribal-led solutions, which is more funding, of course, more inclusion of indigenous knowledge and policy, and recognition that these solutions are already working. The Maine Thona Otham Adaptation Plan and the Sandevere Adaptation Plan was something that is part of our Hemadog, and that is we go around and we talk to everybody in the districts. We talk to everybody in the communities, and we get their ideas, and we find out what they would like. And by incorporating their knowledge, incorporating what they're seeing out in the field, and if we brought these climate adaptations together, what we have is not just our science from the universities and everything. We're having the science on the ground from our traditional leaders and our people in the communities. And when you bring these two things together, you're two-eyed seeing. You're seeing with two eyes. You're seeing with the traditional lens, and you're seeing with the science climate lens.
The Otham people consider water a relative, and Wilson says the hotter, drier climate, along with pressure for mining and other development, is putting a severe strain on access to clean water. Arizona is not the only victim of hotter weather. Sasha Gershinoff is a research meteorologist for the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego. He says there is nothing natural about the intensity or scale of the heat taking hold across the country.
What is unusual about this, it's unprecedented in terms of the high pressure and the extent of it over the southwest that we're experiencing. And of course, it's also unprecedented in the terms of the temperatures that people are experiencing at the surface, especially for this time of year. And heat waves have been getting warmer, hotter, more extensive, longer lasting, more frequent as the world warms. And that's happening all over the world. In fact, of all the extreme weather events out there, heat waves are the most directly related, the most sensitive to the global warming that's being experienced. And in the Southwest in particular, and specifically for summertime heat, it's also changing flavor. It's becoming more humid and more expressed in nighttime temperatures, which is kind of a double whammy for health. Out of all the weather extremes out there, not only are heat waves the most directly related to global warming, they cause more health impacts than any other weather event.
Gershinoff says heat waves are often called silent killers because their deadly consequences aren't always visible. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.